Thursday night, or Le Chavov Menachemov. Okay, we're doing Hilchos Brachos in the Dvar Halacha of the Archei Kalot, but you know, I was looking around and I came across something which is a not technically speaking Hilchos Brachos, and like they say, if you have tainus, you get your money back. It's a shtickle Hilchos Brachos, somewhat. It has to do with you washed and you made a bracha and you're eating a meal. Now, there's a thing called tomei hands. Your hands are tomei. And that's why we wash Netilas Yadayim before we eat bread, pas. Now, your hands can become tomei, quote unquote. The tomei that we're talking about is, again, for Netilas Yadayim, for the Takanas Chazal, to be Netilas Yadayim before you eat pas. So the tomei hands, it becomes from touching parts of your body. The stam yodayim, of course. Stam yodayim means you didn't particularly watch them, and now you want to eat a meal, so it's stam yodayim. You have to assume that tomei. Then there's tomei hands, specifically tomei, not stam yodayim, is touching your body when normally it's covered because of the zeya shabol, so that's called tomei. Even if there's no zeya there, you just took a shower or whatever, but it's across the board, touching parts of the body which are normally covered. Scratching your hair where it's normally covered, and going to the bathroom. Now, I mentioned these are the most common, that you might do these things during a meal. And the point, the Dvar Halacha that I want to say is that you have to wash again. And during the meal, you have to wash again. People are not that aware of it. You don't have to make a new bracha. That's the maskana of, you know, it's like everything else. It's a complicated inyan. The bottom line of the halacha, I think, you know, the normative halacha, we'll call it, is you do have to wash your hands with all of the diktukim of Netilas Yadayim, but you don't have to make a new bracha. You should not make on Netilas Yadayim again, and no new hamotzi, I'll say, of course, when you go back to eating. Even if you don't want to eat any more pas, so you think you beat the system, you say, I'm not going to eat any more bread. But the din is, you have to wash over again anyway. You never know, you might change your mind, you're in the middle of a meal. So the din is, you have to wash again if your hands became tamei in the middle of a meal. Ruach ro'o is not mechayev netilas yadayim. So if you did one of the ruach ro'o things, I don't know, you walked into a bathroom, if let's say we hold that's ruach ro'o, or you cut your nails or something like that in the middle of a meal, that's pretty gross. But if you did it, you don't have to wash Netilas Yadayim again because it's only Ruach Ra. What's Mechayev Netilas Yadayim is Yadayim Mezuhamos, or Tmeos it's actually called. And I gave you, I think, the most common examples. And if you touch dirt, not Soya or Meraglayim, but just regular dirt, that's not Matamidi Yadayim. So you have to wash in the middle of the meal. Okay, no new bracha. So it's a sort of Hilchos Brachos. Okay. What? Hold on. If you're not in a meal,
but you're eating,
then there's no chiyum Netilas Yadayim. You have to maybe wash your hands before you make a bracha achrayna. If your hands are dirty, that's always the din to make a bracha. Now we're going to have the grand finale of Bitachon, of the Shara Bitachon, which everyone knows. So we're going to learn Perek Aleph because it's so short. And Perek Aleph, he said he's going to define Bitachon. Now he doesn't really define it in the sense that we're looking for, because it's, well, he wrote a sefer in Arabic, actually. I was about to say it's a word, and he knows what the word means. We maybe have trouble defining it based on various shittas. I'll tell you what I prefer in a moment, if you haven't heard it from me like 8,000 times already. But maybe according to the Chazon Ish, we should define it this way, and according to the Nefesh HaChayim, we should define it this way, and according, you know, maybe it's like that. So he's not talking about the definition of it. He's asking, it's mahus. Well, what is it? What is it? He knows what it is, the definition. But what does it mean to have bitachon? So that's why he says, bitachon is that you're calm. Bitachon is that you are calm because you're relying on a power that's only going to do what's good for you, what's moel for you. And now, you know, you get on a bus, you want to go to Yerushalayim, or you get into a car, and you want to go to Yerushalayim. So if we break it down, you say, you know, you're relying on the manufacturer of the car. You're relying, if you would break down, like we said the other day, you're always relying on something. Like, why am I getting into this machine and hurtling down a highway at whatever it is, kilometers an hour, and like I'm going to get to Yerushalayim, like, what? How's that going to happen? Oh, because you're relying on the manufacturer of the car, that it's going to work the way you would expect it to work, and you're relying on the manufacturer of the tires, that they did a decent job, right, making the tire, and, right, there's like maybe 100 companies, let's say, 75, that were involved. One made the carburetor, and one made the wheels, and one made the tires, and one made, you know, all the things in the car, right? There's hundreds of things in a car, and then you're relying on the workers, right? And the workers put it together, right? It's not, you're relying that it's on a Monday car in Detroit. Nobody wants to buy a Monday car. You know what I'm talking about? No, you know, nobody wants to buy a Monday car, right? And nobody wants to buy a Ford either. Nobody wants to buy a Monday car. And so you're relying on the workers, and you're relying on the people that sold you the gears. Oh my goodness, you forgot about the gears. What about those people? So you're relying on all these people, and you're assuming you're going to get to Yerushalayim because your wife's waiting for you, and she's going to kill you if you don't get there. So you're relying on all these people, and you're assuming you're going to get to Yerushalayim. So Bitachon says, stop. It's wrong. You're wrong. You're making a big mistake, and you're not having Bitachon. Bitachon says, I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get me to Yerushalayim. I'm not relying on anyone else. There is no one else to rely on. If I rely on people, who knows what could happen. I'm relying on Hashem. Hashem is the one that's determining if I'm going to get to Yerushalayim in this car or not. And this is an avoda. This is the avoda's Bitachon. I'm not relying on... Right? You're also relying on all the other drivers on the road not to smash into you, not to be drunk, not to be talking on the cell phones while they're driving. But now I've solved, you don't have to rely on so many things. If you think about it and break it down, I'm trying to explain to you the Chavis Halvavis, you're relying on all these things, and you're assuming that things are going to work the way they work. And then you go to Makolot in the morning, and you woke up, and you're relying that the delivery truck came with the bread, and you're relying that the guy woke up, and he opened the store, and you're right, and it's wrong. It's mamash wrong. You're relying on Hashem, and that's what you have to train yourself to do. Now, if the car breaks down, so I'm relying on Hashem to get to Yerushalayim. So, what do I have a right to rely on Hashem to get to Yerushalayim for? Just like because you want to go to Yerushalayim. And you assume it's a good thing in your life to go to Yerushalayim tonight, and you're supposed to get there, and it's part of your life, and you have a reason to go. Hopefully, it's a good reason. If you're going to hang out and kikar or whatever it is, then anachanami, I can't help you. But you're going for a good reason, so you're relying on Hashem to get you there. Now, if you're relying on Hashem, how can you rely on Hashem to get you there? Because it's a normal thing to get there, and Hashem is going to decide if you're getting there, and you have a good reason to go there, and you want to live a normal life, and part of your normal life today is to get to Yerushalayim tonight. So you're relying on Hashem to get you there. He's the only one you can rely on anyway. To rely on anyone else is al tiftuchu b'nedivim b'ben adam she'ein lo seshua. So you're relying on Hashem to get you there. You're not relying on all these drivers to not smash into you because they shouldn't be drunk. You're relying on Hashem to protect you and to get you to Yerushalayim. When you're on the side of the road because your car broke down, then the Baal Bitachon says to himself, I guess it was not a good thing for me to go to Yerushalayim tonight. Thank you, Hashem, for keeping me out of Yerushalayim tonight. Who knows what awaited me if I would have went. Baruch Hashem. That's not precisely Bitachon, of course. That is a different midah called Kol Ma'adovid Rachmono Kutchabrichel Tavovid, but that is part of the larger concept of Bitachon, because You rely on Hashem to get you to Yerushalayim because that's what's good for you, because Hashem is a meitiv and Hashem wants your life to be tov, and as far as you can see, it's a good thing, right? It's a good thing. If it doesn't happen, then you're mechuyev to, but really the word mechuyev is a bad word because it's the reality. It's not you're mechuyev to think. No one's telling you to hypnotize yourself and think silly thoughts. You're mechuyev to realize is a better word than mechuyev to think. You're mechuyev to realize that that's what was tov for you, because Hashem only does tov. So, bitachon is that you're calm. That's the opening sentence of the Chayvus Halvavos and Shara Bitachon in Perek Rishon. Don't look for it in the Hakdama. You're not going to find it. It's in Perek Rishon. Ach mehus habitachon hi menuchas nefesh haboteach. You outsourced it. Your whole life is outsourced to Hashem. So you could be calm. You gave it over to someone else to take care of. Right? We gave over to Dr. Callis the food. We gave over to him. We know he's going to take care of it. He can even be in America. He's taking care of the food. We know already every year it's going to be there. Maybe you can even make a bracha before going into the hall. No, you're not. You can't. But maybe, as a vite, we can rely on him that we can make a bracha, and you know the food's going to be there. So Dr. Callis took care. But it's not true. You have to rely on Hashem. Now you could, right? So you're relying on Hashem that there should be the food there. And if it's not there, then it was not good food. You got saved from it. And you're relying, I like the word relying, you're relying on whoever it is that you were b'teach on, because he's not being frum. Chazal is not frum in the first parak. He's not talking about Hashem. He's talking about bitachon. Bitachon is that you are calm because you're relying on someone else to take care of it. That's the muhus habitachon. To the degree that you're not calm, you don't have bitachon on someone else. Unless you have bitachon on your own intelligence, or you have bitachon on your own resourcefulness. I mean, you have bitachon on someone else. So the point of that is to be calm, because it's not in your hands. Not in your hands, it's in someone else's hands. You gave someone else the job to do, right? You can't have bitachon. I gave someone the job, let's say Ari Stern here, give someone the job to set up the Shabbos clocks for Shabbos. So he's not going to be calm. He knows he can't rely on anyone. So he's not going to be calm. Bitachon means to be calm. So he's going to have to do it himself. If bitachon in Hashem, then Hashem's going to enable him to do it. 1 week he wasn't able to do it, right? So he knows it was good for him not to do it that week. But he can't be calm, that's for sure. He can't have bitachon. Bitachon is to be calm. Don't worry, I'm going to stop at 8:30. You can rely on me to stop at 8:30. You can be calm. My father, Allah Mashallah, you know, he had a shul of people on the Lower East Side, and you know, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the place is more full than during the year. He had a nice minyan during the year of old people, Shivrei Kalim, but like a nice minyan. But on Rosh Hashanah, like the people that belong to the society, you know, they own the kvarim and the cemeteries of the society. You don't know, it's a different door, right? They belong, they came, and they voted. They never walked into a shul, they weren't from, but they were the society that was the shul. Anyway, so they came for Yom Kippur, so he would get up before Ne'ilah, and he would say what time they're davening Ma'ariv. So, you know, I'm like a kid. I go, you know, hey, Pop, you know, what are you doing? Before Ne'ilah, he says, now everybody can be calm. They can daven Ne'ilah. To whatever degree they're davening Ne'ilah, they can do so with a serenity. Because they know we're not going to daven a minute before, and we're not going to daven a minute after. That's when we're going to be davening Ma'ariv. My father's a tzaddik. He held these people were fasting. See, they don't care when Ma'ariv is. They care what the Yankees did that day. That's what they cared about. And they found out, usually during Musaf, they went to the corner store there and they were watching the World Series. Anyway, so you could be calm. If you're not calm, if you're worried about your job, and you're worried about having enough money to meet the mortgage, and you're worried about meeting your obligations, you don't have bitachon. You know, I mean, it's not an easy thing to have bitachon. I'm not saying it as a avera. It is a chisaron. You have to work on it. But do I have bitachon really in Hashem? You see how much your heart is pounding, how worried you are about money, about health, about shidduchim, about what school your kid's going to get into, v'chulu, 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 v'chulu. If you're nervous and you're worried, you should be not nervous, you should be concerned, meaning because maybe there's things you have to do. And if you're just carefree, you're not going to take care of the things you have to. Stop, sorry. I have to be a Wurzmensch.